Davis Melton played for Coach O'Brien back during the long win streak, and he went down to play for Mississippi Southern back in his college days, and he is Tennessean back here at home again, and it's good to have you in this morning.
Thank you, Mike. I'm glad you asked me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the high school days there for you. You talked to us before, and definitely enjoyed some of the talk that you had back when you don't want to brag, but you were one of O'Brien's favorites. I mean, some of the things that he said. Tell us about playing for him during that time, and it must have been unbelievable there in those days.
Well, I think I finally remember maybe when I was even before started out for football, as I was on the sideline or something, and the other teams were scrimmaging, and they threw a ball over there somewhere, and I just retrieved it and throwed it over to them. You know, it come out of bounds, a pass or something, and Coach O'Brien said, he'll be a good one someday, you know. Something like that. I don't know what it was. I was about that high, yeah. So I don't know how it was, you know. But anyway, that went on, and it didn't happen until I was in the ninth grade. I went out for football. Had to get permission from my parents. You know, back then, that was a rough game for the parents, you know. They didn't want you to get hurt and everything. Right. So my dad said, okay, but my mom's a little hesitant, you know. She wouldn't kind of say yes, you know, but I took the yes one from dad and went on. Anyway, I got there in my first year in the ninth grade. I got to play in about four games, and one of them was coach. When I finally got in one of them, I don't know which game it was really right now, but he sent me in. He called me and said, go in for right in, tell Bill Trussell, he was the captain of the team that year, and he says, throw 41 to the right in. That was what he put me in on. So I went in, told Trussell 41 to the right in, ran the route, he laid it right up there, took it in for a touchdown. And he'd have to sit right down, you know, sit that back down on the bench. So later on, you know, he got the writing stuff up in the paper, you know, and the next score was made by Davis one play Melton.
One play Melton, that's good.
But that was in 43, and then I went on and he made me the varsity end for 44, in the year 44. Cotton Frazier was the captain that year of our team, little short guy, real strong fella. And that was the year, of course, we went 0-0 with Wetumpka. And how did Coach O'Brien react after that game, you know, on Monday? You know, Coach O'Brien always, I thought, had a way to get to nearly everybody. You hear different stories and different people tell about what he did and everything. But I was on the field. When we went out Monday to practice, he would just give us time to work on our own stuff, you know, and see what was doing. He walked by me and he said, Melton, how do you feel? I said, I didn't know what he was talking about really too much right there, you know. And I said, well, I guess I feel all right, Coach. He said, well, I thought maybe you caught a cold. You got caught in that draft the way they ran around your end the other night.
That's funny, yeah.
But he got to me. You know what? They didn't run around it no much. And that's the kind of fella he was about getting something when you made a mistake or doing something like that. He wasn't one that would yell at you or do things that, you know, certain coaches, you know, have their demeanor in what they do and all that. But Coach O'Brien wasn't that way at all. He knew how to get to you, I think, when you did something good and when you did something not good,
sure.
You know, on the field.
And that was the only blemish, I guess, was that tie. And then, you know, obviously it was an unbeaten streak all the way through that time that you were there.
Yeah, it was. All of these years were unbeaten. Yeah. I said I played in four of those games, and then I played in every one of the rest of them for the next 3 years, which was 31 games of the 57 they won, you know, without a loss.
Yeah.